Hey everyone. Good afternoon. I see everyone but Tati. It looks like you're blending in with the boardroom in the background.
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey everyone, my name is Adam. I am going to be behind the scenes right now and going to be hosting this room. I'm just going to make sure that we've got Risa, Tessa, Christina, Tati, Lee, Lynette, Robin, Candy, Christy, Ashley, and Melissa. That sound good to everyone?
And
Yes.
Risa's
Great.
here, but I'm not asking a question. I'm just helping Netflix out.
Wonderful. Great to hear your voice. All right, everyone. So we are going to have a 15-minute roundtable.
Kim.
We're going to have a 15-minute roundtable. I'm going to go around and just ask for everyone to just give one question, please, and you will have time to everyone will have time to respond to that. If you can start by slating your name and your outlet, we're going to go ahead and get started with Tessa. Let's go ahead and roll decks. Go for it.
I'm Tessa with mamasgeeky.com, and
Yeah.
absolutely, yeah, woo! Absolutely loved the movie. My kids and I thought it was amazing. I laughed so hard, which is what I want to talk about. I mean, there's so much comedy in that. All three of you just absolutely bring the comedy. And I want to know if there was any room for improv.
Yes, a lot of it was improv. Ken really led the way for all that. And a lot of the improv we said actually made in the movie. I've done like a handful of movies now, and this is the only one so far that has let me us improv. So it was Trish was amazing to work with. She really wanted our input and really cared about what we had to say about everything.
Yeah, you know, when you work with somebody like you who understands that the script is, you know, strong and we should get what's on the page, but she also understands if you're working with people who like to kind of then break away from it and bend it a little bit, sometimes you get some good stuff. Sometimes you get some clunkers, but then you just pick the good stuff and you put the good stuff in if you get it. And if not, you can always go back to what the script had, you know, what was on the page. So she was really great at working with us and really encouraging us to make it our own and just bring life to it. And so that's what we tried to do. And you know, Max and Lucas were fantastic at it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys were great. Hilarious.
Excellent. All right. Next up on the list, I have got Christina.
Hi, I'm Christina. We're with thepatricios.com.
Hi, I'm Carter.
And I'm Candy.
And our question is for Maxwell.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
We thought the dance scene in the bathroom was so funny.
Thank you.
Did you like doing it, and was it hard?
Yes, I love doing it. And well, you guys are really good journalists. Yeah, it was so much fun. It took about 3 weeks to choreograph because I'm not too good of a dancer. I can bust a move here and there at a wedding, but I'm not too good. So it took a lot of hard training and concrete, listening to Gin and Juice for a couple hours to be able to break that hard of a move. So it was really fun to work on.
Thank you.
You so much.
Excellent. All right. Great answer. Next up is Tessa. Nope, I already did Tessa. Just kidding. Tati.
I am Tati from coolmomscooltips.com. Thank you
Woo!
for the movie. Yes, yay! It was a lot of fun to watch. And the relationship between the family and the friends was incredible. Did you guys feel and said like you were a family? Did you feel close to each other? Was there someone that you can relate to more than others?
I mean, for me, you know, it's always a crapshoot on, you know, when you're on a new set, whether everybody's going to get along and whether there's going to be chemistry. You try to create that, of course, because whatever you create off camera, you know, translates onto camera, and you, and you know, as a viewer, you know, I feel like people can kind of feel that. And we, you know, this particular nice chemistry there that everybody got along and enjoyed each other and fed off each other. And so, yeah, it came, you know, it was a nice group of people to create with because of that.
Thank you.
Guys, Max, Lucas.
No, that's it. He covered it.
I think you
right on the nail.
Covered that subject perfectly.
All right.
Excellent. All right, Lynette.
Hi, I just want to say thank you for a movie that the entire family loves. It was hilarious from beginning to end, so thank you. I will say that Maxwell is a scene stealer, so great job. You're just really funny. How much of yourself, this question's for all of you, how much of yourself did you guys put into your characters?
I think, like I said, I think my character is really outgoing, and super charismatic, and super funny. But I think he's got a little too much energy, like a lot of too much energy. Like when he just did a whole candy bar energy. So you see that in Kevin a lot. And I think that has a lot to do with me. I think I can get like that too when I have a couple too many Capri Suns. But yeah, I think he's a really outgoing kid.
I think I put my kind of like, I don't really have much similarities with Lewis, but I feel like I kind of put my, if I put myself in his shoes, like I kind of put my fear in his fear. So I feel like sometimes the part when we're screaming, it's sometimes genuine.
I think a lot of credit goes to Trish for casting people that she knew that the essence of who they were was sort of, there was, you know, the essence of their character. And so, you know, what's really impressive with watching, you know, Max and Lucas and Cree and Sadie work is that it was an extension of them. I mean, that's not exactly who they are, but it was, you know, they had such an easy time not forcing anything and really just kind of being the character. And, you know, I guess the same goes for, you know, us adults who were in the movie too. You know, like, of course, they're not exactly us, but you find elements of who you are and you lean into that. And so, you know, but it was so much fun watching the kids in the movie do it, because I don't even know if they knew that they were doing, like, how good they were at doing it. But they, you know, there was such a natural ease to their performance. And I think, you know, Trish was the person who was tapping into.
Thank you.
All right, excellent. Robin up next.
Hi, I'm Robin from MomTheMagnificent.com. And congrats, guys, on such a hilarious family fun movie. My kids and I loved it. So with all the comedy in the film, I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite laugh out loud moment from the movie or that happened behind the scenes?
My favorite moment from behind the scenes was when we were in the back of the shot on the bridge and Ken pulled out his phone and started playing Umbrella. And I started rapping the Jay-Z part and they started singing the Rihanna, and it was so much fun. It was so funny.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I think, well, I can't really say laugh out loud because I didn't laugh, but every time Ken was doing his improv comedy, it was so hard keeping a straight face because he was just so good at it.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. And I appreciate you not mentioning that I paid you money to say those things. Oh, crap.
I accept that.
You know, for me, one of the most disgusting but also fun moments was the throw up scene. I haven't seen it, so I hope it's as ridiculous as I remember it being.
It is. I can confirm that.
Oh, good.
All right, great. We have Candy up next.
Hi, I'm Candy Olivares from CandyPalooza.com, and yes, like everyone has said,
laugh out loud. You guys are phenomenal. So we've talked about the funny moments. Can we talk action scenes? Because there were some great scenes. Tell me your favorite.
My favorite action scene was when Joe and Mullen and Ken, it was right after he goes, I love the line where Ken goes, these hands are lethal weapons. That was so, dying. And he's like, this is our bodyguard, Suzanne. No, that was had me dying. When you guys walk through that door and Ken goes rolling down the stairs and Joe picks up the American flag and just smacks a guy with it. And Mon does like a karate kick. That was so cool because we were like 10 feet away watching. I was like, oh my God, our mom is awesome. So it was just amazing to watch them in action.
I think the car scene, because like it was like so chaotic because like Maxwell had like the laser pen where he shot it out of the dang window, and there's an explosion and we're like, oh my God, what is that? Where does he get the laser pen? How are we gonna pay for the damages? Do we have insurance? I feel like it was hilarious, but it was also just so action packed when I saw that for the first time. I thought that was hilarious and awesome just to see that explosion from the car.
I haven't seen a moment that it's a little action. I run into a wall in the beginning of the thing and knock myself out, and I remember it being one of the takes being pretty good. I went back and watched it because I hit it and then I sort of hesitate and fall. I remember giggling when I watched it, so I hope it's in the movie. That's the most action I got. Mostly I was tied up.
Thank you.
Great. Christy.
I really enjoyed the movie. I have a few questions. Was the laser pointer real? And also, were any spiders harmed in making this movie?
I like that question a lot. I wish the laser pen was real. It just turned on and glowed red. It glowed. What's the word? Glowed red. Thank you. And I just like do it like a Harry Potter one. And thank God for CGI because it made me look super cool. And the spiders, no spiders were harmed. It was just our imagination. And again, CGI. They did all the work. No, the spiders were harmed.
Thank you.
I did, before we did the CGI spider, I did some rehearsing with a real spider. The spider actor flew in from Los Angeles to Boston, and we worked for like 3 weeks on what my reactions would be to a real spider, but then he actually wasn't there on the day because we couldn't afford him.
It was Spider-Man. It was Spider-Man.
It was Spider-Man.
All right, great. Looks like we have Ashley.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley from withashleyandco.com. Like everybody said, great movie. My kids loved it. Max, my son, was like, oh, he's just like me. And like you said, like hyped up on sugar all the time. That's him. So thanks for that. So for Ken, you nailed the whole, like, I don't want to say goofy dad thing, but it's, you know, like the dad jokes, the dadness of it. You know, my kids were like, daddy, that's you. And what did your kids think about your character? And to Max and Lucas, what would you guys do if you found out your parents actually were like super thieves or secret spies, or could do like a roundhouse kick and like knock a guy out?
All right. Well, Ken, you want to take this one first?
Sure. You know, my kids all have only seen the trailer so far, as have I. My daughter said, oh, that looks good, Dad. So far, so good. But as far as them, you know, when they watch it, they're going to be like, yeah, that's how my dad is. They're not going to see a difference, except I'm dressed slightly differently.
You're dressed differently. Oh, Ken's so funny.
I got a different wardrobe than I normally wear.
I think my kids would be kind of crazy if they saw me as the dad. I'm kidding. If I found out my parents were super spies or super thieves, I'd be shocked because, well, my dad isn't that great at being quiet. He's very loud. So I can hear him like three rooms away. Like, he'll open the door, close the door real loud. He'd never be. My mom, she could be a thief. She's like, she loves being on her phone and in her room watching TV, like the Real Housewives. So, like, you won't even notice she's there. Like, she can go incognito for days. So I think she could be a pretty good spy.
She could be very stealth.
Yeah, it's very stealthy.
If I figured out that my mom was a former thief, I'd probably regret every time I gave her attitude. I'd change my entire, I'd change myself to be more forgiving and just be like, I'm sorry, mom, I'm sorry that I gave you attitude. Please don't hurt me, please. I just be this.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with the spy mom.
Yeah, I would not mess with her ever again. And I'm sorry, mom, if you're watching this.
All right. It looks like we've got Mel as our last one. Mel, go for it.
Hi, I'm Mel from the Mommyhood Chronicles. It was such a wicked cute movie. So congrats to all you guys. My question is for Lucas and Maxwell. I think one of our favorite scenes is when on the boat, when you go to find your parents. Was it hard to film that, A? And B, as we learned in the last set of the interviews, you filmed that in Boston and the surrounding towns. Was it cold filming that? Or did you film it on warmer temperatures? Because it could be very cold in Boston.
Yes, very, really, and that's the hard way to say that. Jack Frost was not nice to us. It was, we filmed that scene in a warehouse, but they had wind blowing on us, they had rain throwing on us. The first couple takes that they didn't use, it was like legit raining, like so much water that it looked like it was raining. So they had to dial it down, and they had big guys with a big metal pole underneath the boat going, yeah, yeah. Wow. So the boat would go like this. And I was getting seasick. I will admit that. And me and my dad in real life, we don't like boats. So it was easy for me to do that. And yeah.
On the harbor, however, it was different. We actually filmed that on the Boston Harbor. And it was cold. They had to soak us. And we were like in our pajamas. We had like wear little water suits underneath so we wouldn't freeze to death. And they felt so bad for just like spraying us. We're like, we're so sorry, we don't want to do this. Because it was so cold and we were so chaotic, we had to be like huddled up in blankets and go into another room to warm up again, go back out and get soaked again and get all cold and do the takeover again.
Thank you.
All right. I believe that is everyone. If I didn't call you, just shout out now. But I believe I got everyone. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you all for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.